Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope everybody's had a good last couple weeks or whatever. We took last week off for the holiday, the 4th of July over here in the States, in the United States, as they call it. We got a great episode today for you. Another episode of Today We Learned, another fun episode. Once again, David Sullivan is guest hosting. We've got a really, really fun, cool, talented guest. You've seen her in PlayStation original series Powers and the VH1's Hit the Floor, Logan Browning. Really, really cool, talented actress. And she sits down with David and I to have some fun here. So we'll just get right into it. And you guys can enjoy the sounds of my voice yet again. So without further ado, today we learned in number 142 with Logan Browning.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Today We Learned. As usual, my name is Razzle. Guest hosting in today for Dan once again. Previous guest host, you've heard him on a lot of things before. David Sullivan.
I'm over the place.
You know his blonde locks anywhere.
That's right.
This is going to be a fun show. This is a fun show. We've got a really great guest, really talented actress. Really, really fun thing. I'm saying this like it's an intro I record after the fact, but she's sitting right next to me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Logan Browning.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. Studio applause.
Yeah. Studio applause.
We'll put that in.
Yeah, if you're not driving, a warm round of applause. Mm-hmm. You can see here on Hit the VH1's Hit the Floor, mm-hmm. Meet the Browns, and airing right now, Sony PlayStation's Powers. On the PlayStation Network.
Season 2.
Superhero.
My acquaintance, Will, is on that.
Yeah,
is on the new season.
He's so good.
He just did the podcast a couple weeks ago. He's great, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. He's probably one of my favorite people, and then his character is one of my favorite characters.
That's great. He's told me about his character, and I'm excited to watch
creepy.
The show. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing both shows right now? Is that how it works? Or are you finished with it? Because Hit the Floor... are you done, or we don't know if you're done, or you're done, or we're not saying, or
we don't know.
Okay,
they didn't say we're not, but they didn't say we are. We filmed a summer special, and that'll air in August, and it's just one episode. It kind of wraps up all the storylines. Mm-hmm. You know, like it says who someone shot me. So
yeah, you got shot. That's what I was like. Wait,
where did they shoot you?
In the ab.
Oh, no. Okay, so that's easily...
But they're rock hard, so...
Then it pinged off and went, ding, yeah, ding, ding, ding,
ding, bing, bing. So she's fine. She's fine.
I do both. I do Hit the Floor here in the beginning of the year at Paramount, and then Powers we film in Atlanta from September through, like, the holidays.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And that's got to be great because you're from Atlanta, so it's like...
Yeah. It's so much fun. Season one, we filmed at this place called... Well, it was the old Georgia International Convention Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my mom... It's run down. It's 10 years. It's been, vacant. My mom used to run that place when I was little. So I was like a little seven-year-old running at all the conventions and a truck show, like models and shit. Like, oh my gosh, it was... And that's where we filmed. They built stages in this abandoned building.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's crazy. Really cool. Like going back to where you first initially were playing as a kid.
Yeah.
Now you're officially playing as an adult.
Literally,
was that cool. The Georgia Convention Center?
It was the Georgia International Convention Center. It's the original one. So it's been closed for 10 years. There's a new one. And my mom, she ran it. My mom's a boss. Like she ran that whole.
That's cool.
Center. She had like an office that had a window that faced the convention center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
So were you always wanting to be an actress as a young? Because I know I feel like Atlanta just got hot in the last 10 years, and now everything is filming there. And I think one of your I don't know if it was one of your first things, but Meet the Browns, mm-hmm. Tyler Perry kind of just moved in, and then Atlanta's become this crazy place.
Yeah, I left Atlanta when I was 14 to come out here.
Oh wow!
And then there were agencies and there were some things, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And And yeah, Tyler Perry kind of spearheaded Atlanta being a mecca. I mean, now there's Pinewood Studios. I mean, the fact that Chris Hemsworth is down the street in the town I went to high school in is really awesome. Uh-huh. Pinewood Studios is in Peachtree City, which is right where I went to high school. It's so weird, like, to think, you know, you see those yellow signs that we see in LA all the time.
Yeah.
To see those on my little exits at home is weird. It's not even in the city. It's like my little suburbs.
Wow. That's cool.
There, I feel like we had a not too long ago. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like not too long ago we had a guest on the show talking about Atlanta and Peachtree City or something like that, and mentioned that driving is the getting directions is the worst because there's like 19 streets with Peachtree.
That's true. There's Peachtree Road, Peachtree Court, Peachtree West, West Peachtree. Yeah. Well, you know, Atlanta, when it was rebuilt after the Civil War, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
So it's just like a spaghetti. But why I love Savannah in Georgia the most is because that's the only city in Georgia that wasn't that they went around. It was like, oh, Savannah's so beautiful. We're going to go around it during the Civil War. So Savannah is gorgeous. It makes sense. The streets, everything. Oh. It's the only city that really.
That's great.
It's mapped out like something like a Philly that makes, you know, it just makes sense.
So it was mapped out better pre-Civil War and then post, just like, we're just going to fuck everything up.
Yeah, it was kind of modeled after France, like the quarters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it just is really symmetrical.
Huh. That's interesting. I wonder why they would do it like worse after.
That's interesting about the structure of the city. I do have some fun facts about Atlanta that I didn't know about the origin. But first, we like to start off each episode with the guest providing a fun fact about themselves or something you learned recently. No rules at all.
Mm.
What do we put to put you on the spot? What do we got? What do you have for us?
So I recently me and the guy I'm dating are going to Houston for 4th of July, and his friend we're staying with, his name is Richard. And so I was like, do you guys call him Dick? And he's like, no, we don't. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, man, you know, where did that come from? And like, which one came first, like the slang mm-hmm. or the name?
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked it up. And the name Richard is derived from the German, French, and English Rick, which means ruler or leader. And then the hard part of it, like Rick hard,
mm-hmm.
is... means like strength. So Richard means like a powerful leader.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they just shortened it to the RIC.
Mm-hmm.
And then then they put the K on it. Then Rick became Dick. And that's how you got Dick for Richard. I cannot figure out the slang part of it for whatever.
Right.
I think maybe Rick is like was manly. Like that Richard word is like ruler, male leader.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
somehow probably connected to.
Yeah. The male part.
The male part.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, I always wonder, first off, like, it even still weird to go from the Rick to Dick.
Yeah.
That's like going from, like, William to Bill.
Well, that's what they were saying, is they did that with Rob and Bob. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's
like,
just,
they just completely changed the letter.
Mm-hmm. One that always vexed me was John F. Kennedy, he went by Jack. It's like, wait, I don't get it. John, is Jack easier to say than John?
It's the same syllables.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
What's taking you to Houston?
Houston, 4th of July.
4th of July.
Celebrate.
It's on a Monday, which is
weird.
And it's
Texas. What, is your boyfriend from Houston?
No,
Are you just picking a random city?
His friend just is there, and why not go to Houston?
Oh, it's going to be so hot. I'm from Texas.
Oh, you're right.
I'm not from Houston, but I'm a couple hours north of there. It's so hot there right now.
So you're saying don't go.
It's hot here too. You're going to be so hot.
Which lesser of two evils do I choose?
I hope you're near the water. I hope somewhere there's water.
There's
somewhere.
Water?
Good. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, a lake or a river or something. Who knows? East Texas is a lot of, there's Lake of the Pine, a lot of lakes.
All right. I'll find one.
I'm looking at nothing. Unfortunately, I was looking up Kennedy to see where Jack comes from, but there's nothing.
Why do they call him Jack?
No idea.
Who knows?
His middle name was Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I don't know. It's weird to me. It's very weird to me.
But back to Atlanta, here's something that I didn't know. Now, obviously, I mean, I kind of figured, if you would have put me on a game show where I had unlimited time to really figure out the origin of where Atlanta comes from, I maybe could have figured it out, probably. But first off, it's the capital and most populous city of Georgia. It was established in 1837 at the intersection of two railroad lines, which is now, I believe, Five Points. And the city rose from the ashes of the American Civil War to become the national center of commerce a national center of commerce. It's an alpha city, which means it exerts a significant impact upon commerce, finance, research, technology. It ranks 36th amongst world cities and 8th in the nation with gross domestic product of $270 billion a year.
What?
Wow.
Atlanta's number is 8th in most profitable cities there.
Whoa.
It was first known. I mean, these two original names are kind of cooler than Atlanta. But it was first known as Terminus.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Dang.
And later known as
Hotlanta.
Thrasherville.
Oh.
Thrasherville?
Thrasherville.
Come on.
Yep.
How?
After a local merchant who built homes and a general store in the area. By 1842, the town had 6 buildings and 30 residents and was renamed to Marthasville to honor the governor's daughter. But Edgar Thompson, the chief engineer of the Georgia Railroad, suggested the town be named to Atlantica Pacifica.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Which is kind of a wordy name, but sure. Then they ended up shortening it to Atlanta, which is a combination of Atlantica Pacifica.
Yeah, I'd just say Thrashersville.
Terminus.
Yeah.
Terminus is way cooler.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like Thrasherville.
Thrasherville's pretty cool. Yeah,
no, I'm from the other side. I'm from Thrasherville. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Savannah, oh, no,
yeah.
Thrasherville.
No, no.
Alpharetta,
no,
Thrasherville.
Yeah, that's what's up. Wow.
Hey, Thrasherville.
Yeah, that's me.
That's
me.
I haven't been there in a while, but that used to be Terminus, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Back in the day, they called it Terminus, and then we're Thrasherville. But you call it what you want. That's cool. So did you initially start working in Atlanta? Were you in Atlanta for Meet the Browns? Or you said you came out here when you were 14. Were you back and forth? Because that's got to be a tough decision. I mean, knowing, all right, well, I'm going to be here now. And it seems like to me, from what I understand, is you moved here and then you were like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here or not. And then all of a sudden you got a job back in Atlanta and you went back there.
So
is that right? Or
not exactly. So I filmed Meet the Browns when I was 19.
Okay.
And I came to L.A. when I was 14 and I lived with my godfather.
Mm.
My parents stayed in Atlanta and like kept, you know, they had to support the two households.
Mm-hmm.
Then my brother became my guardian. So I was in L.A. like for 2 years, and
yeah.
I worked here. I did a Summerland show, or I mean a show called Summerland. It was on the WB. It was Aaron Spelling.
I remember that.
And then I did like Nickelodeon stuff, Ned's Declassified.
Wow.
And then I went home. My mom was just like, you're living a really weird life. I went back to Atlanta. She's like, I want you to finish high school in Georgia. I know you're gonna want that later. And then I booked Brat. So I graduated high school early, and then I came back to LA and I finished I'd filmed Bratz, and then I went to Vanderbilt, and then I came back to L.A. I just did a lot of back and forth, and then I did Meet the Browns.
Wow.
It was after the writer's strike in 2008, and I hadn't worked for a year, and then I booked Meet the Browns, which was perfect, and then I got to go home and film.
I would think, like, Meet the Browns, or any Tyler Perry production, they shoot, like, one episode a day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I would think that's kind of a crash course into, like, oh, I got to learn my fucking lines.
Sure. Yeah. It's like a boot camp. It's
you really
so good.
Did one episode a day?
And 4 a week.
Wow.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How? You just make it work.
I mean, for one, it's sitcom, so it's only half hour.
Right.
It's
but it's high stakes. It's multicam high stakes comedy.
I guess soap operas, they do one a day, don't they?
Yeah,
but that's just it's very, very different. They're just they're just basically saying whatever it is that they feel.
Yeah,
and just the meaning of everything there. But like with comedy,
landing
like
jokes.
Yeah. I think with comedy, like there's a lot of setup to jokes, and there's a certain rhythm and there's a certain pattern in the text. But that's got to be really tough, I would think.
I mean, you just know your lines. And I was going to school, too, at the time, so I would be, like, studying my lines and then studying. But one day I did have a panic attack because they usually give us the scripts, like, one night or two nights before. And I studied. I knew all my stuff. And, like, we do rehearsal in the morning. And while we're getting hair and makeup, they were like, you know what? We're going to change your storyline, Logan.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to change the whole thing. And I was like, what? So during lunch, I had to learn a completely new storyline. And everyone usually is in the cafeteria, and so I sat in my dressing room and learned, and I just felt this overwhelming, like, I just felt my chest, and I thought I was dying, and I go into the cafeteria, and I just stop and stand there, and everyone looks at me like, are you okay? And I go, I think I'm dying.
Ah.
And they were like, sit down, and they gave me a Coke, and they're like, you're just having a panic attack.
Oh,
you're fine.
Gosh.
But yeah.
But that's a lot. That is a lot. And especially, I mean, and this was really early on in your career, too. Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. Oh, I guess when you start when you're 14.
Yeah.
It's not really that early on. But, yeah, that's a lot.
But it was so much fun. I mean, I didn't even think about it as being too hard. It was just fun.
Yeah.
Like, the David Mann who plays Mr. Brown, he improvs all the time.
Yeah.
He's a great comedian. Uh-huh. He's, like, really a lot of physical comedy, a lot of improv. And it's just, you just watch him and you know, play off of him.
So. Right. That's cool. And then so you went from that basically to Hit the Floor, which was out here. I guess there was probably a little gap there.
Yeah.
Right? And then three seasons into Hit the Floor, you book another show that's back in Atlanta. Powers is in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it is.
So that just going back and forth, where do you call home? Is it here? Is it there?
I mean, Atlanta is my home.
Yeah.
Atlanta is for sure my home.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm here most of the time,
yeah.
So I guess L.A. I also got to film. I filmed Secret Circle. It was a show on the CW. I filmed that in Vancouver, which was cool. But yeah, I, nice. I think L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere in the middle in the sky, maybe, is home.
That's good. That's good. It just means that you're adaptable.
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess so.
It's definitely – what was it like being – like finding out you're doing – because, I mean, Powers is essentially a Marvel show.
Independent, yeah.
It's based off of the comic book Powers, which is on the Icon Comics imprint of Marvel, which is great. Icon Comics is an imprint of Marvel Comics, which is
what does creator, that mean?
It means it's creator owned titles. So Powers was actually one of the titles that launched Icon Comics, and what it was Marvel created Icon Comics because there was a spell where their creators wanted to, like, a lot of their storytellers that worked for Marvel on the reg wanted to make their own characters and creators, and they would, like, especially like Todd McFarlane, like, he ended up going to Image to create Spawn and all that, and Marvel didn't want to lose their in-house talent,
right.
So they created Icon, so their A-list creators could make their own content and comic books and still own the creative own all of them.
Smart.
It was launched in 2004. Powers was launched in 2000, but it ended up moving to the Icon imprint in 2004. But what I'm getting at is, how fun is it, like, to go from everything else to finding out you're doing, like, a Marvel show with superpowers? Because superpowers, obviously, as a nerd myself, I mean, that's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. What? I mean, that's, like, I know, at least for me, like, that's always my dream, is to be, like, to be in a Marvel movie, to be a superhero, like, to be some kick-ass, badass chick. Like, I feel like I trained my whole life for that. Like, I'm ready. Just tell me I'm ready. Like, I train in Krav. Like, I'm really flexible. I'm agile. I do sports. Like, I'm ready. And to get that and it to be at home and to be, I mean, I get to work with Brian Michael Bendis. Like, it's crazy. And then all are these amazing actors, and yeah, it's just been really, really cool. I guess I didn't expect it to happen like this. I always thought, like, sometime later in my career I'd maybe book some movie, and I didn't expect to be thrown into this world the way it has been. I mean, to get to go to cons and stuff, and all the green screen work, all the wire work. So Mike Massa is our stunt coordinator, and he's one of the best in the business. I mean, he's in the Iron Man suits. He does Star Wars. He does everything.
Wow.
And I mean, the dude is good. He's my first day at work, they had me flying 100 feet in the air, and I was fine because I trusted him because he's just so good. Yeah, and they just let you play. I mean, literally, like, I go a whole season pretending I have stuff shooting out of my hands and my feet, and I don't. And so to watch it once it's, you know, all put with the CG is pretty cool.
Well, it looks cool because you fully commit to what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be really – did you have to do that in your audition? Did you have to shoot light?
Mm-mm.
You shoot light. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You didn't have to do – did you have to do anything crazy in the audition?
No.
You just had to be a normal person.
I was playing drunk.
Oh, that's tricky, though. That's very tricky.
They liked it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't think – I didn't have to do
– Didn't have to.
I do have, like, some of my special skills on my resume, so
– They could tell that you're fit. They could tell you're athletic. Skills.
Throws light out of hand.
Right. Oh, she's perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, well, so season one is when I was in the shaft with Wolf and Charlton Copley, who plays Diamond/Walker. And that was my first time using my powers. And so we being me, the producers, Eddie Izzard, are sitting here trying to figure out what I'm going to look like shooting my powers, like, seconds before I go like, do it. And I have Eddie saying, I thought it was going to be more like you, you know, you're shooting this way. And I'm like, oh my God, Eddie Izzard is helping me figure out how to be a superhero. This is awesome.
That's awesome.
And it was cool. And it just worked. And yeah, you actually really, you start to think that you do. You start to think you really have powers.
Of course. Yeah. I do that all the time.
Well, I
do that normally.
Yeah, sure. It's funny to me, like, it's literally like minutes before you're going to shoot it, and then you're realizing, how is this going to look? Because it makes me think of, like, Spider-Man. Because I know Spider-Man, it's like you're throwing webs. Like, how does, obviously, if you do it like, you know, that but like shooting it out like of your wrist, and like, that's cool. Like, how did you determine how I'm gonna shoot this motherfucking light?
Yeah.
Was it just like, or like, how do you, you know, like, how do you determine that?
It was like a big cauldron, and then I had everyone's opinions, you know, like the stunt coordinators, like, you know, this is how you should stand. You have all this power. Yeah. If you're in a fight, you've got to have a fight stance.
Right.
Or, you know, she's a newer power, so maybe she doesn't really know how to stand, so she's more off balance. So we took all that into account, put it in the cauldron, you know, and her wanting to have a flair.
Yeah.
Her, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, just all that kind of mixed together kind of decided it.
That's cool. That's cool.
And then wanting to keep it open, like, you know, starting early to throw in different movements so that you're not committed to for your lifetime as this character only being able to do it one way.
Right. Are you done filming for this season, or do you have more filming to do?
No, we're done filming. Episode 6 released on the 6th.
Okay.
On Tuesday.
Okay.
And so there's 4 more left to air.
Okay.
And you guys already shot all 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What's it like working for, because like, PlayStation obviously is not a network. Like, what's it like working with those people? I'm on a show for Netflix, and it was way different than the standard studio system and the network system. It's like, what? They're not even, like, they're allowing us to do all this cool shit?
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like working for them?
What's that term called when they have to, like, go through, like, not checks and balances. What's that term called?
Standards and practices.
Yeah,
right?
Standards and practices. There are none.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, it's Powers is a rated R comic, and then the show, we literally can do anything.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, no limits.
Yeah,
and you just can have complete creative freedom. And
wow, you probably wouldn't know this, but I'm just curious if there's any, like, if there's a notes process. Like, do the writers just write a script and it's like, fuck yeah, that's what we're doing, or is there somebody saying, no, we probably shouldn't do that?
I'm sure that they have to go through, like, sending it up the ringer, but in terms of, you know, I don't think it would ever be, I don't think we should do that. I think, oh, we can do something better.
Right. That's cool.
And yeah, so season 2, we got to film on a real studio at a real soundstage.
Wow.
So it was super.
And do you have the full 10 days to shoot an episode, or is it 7? Yeah.
Is it 10 days? It's a normal amount of time.
Normal work week.
It's still, but we're still doing like movie scale stuff.
Sure. Oh, of course.
On TV time, like,
of course.
In Atlanta, we use this blue screen they used for Hunger Games. Uh-huh. It's the size of a football field.
Whoa.
And it's just there. So the Hunger Games built it, and then they left it so that people could use it.
Wow.
And, I mean, we do that. We're in these huge sound stages that are just green.
Wow.
We're in Atlanta in the middle of the night with, like, helicopters and, like, mad, like, there's like hundreds of extras dressed in, I don't know, all kinds of gear, and it's just, it's madness.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's
so
really
fun.
Cool.
Will was telling me some fun stories, and it's like, man, that's the ultimate, like, that's the best action stuff like that. Like, I'm a huge fan of, like, action movies and things like that, and that's to be able to do those types of stunts and, like, pretend and make fun stuff, like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
like, that's such a fun thing to me. I did want to ask you this, a little bit of a challenge, but when there's a season 3 and you're in it, I just want, just like, do like some shoot some lights. I want you to go zap, like, when you, next time you kill somebody, go pew pew, and like make finger guns and point at somebody and just make
it's
pew,
so patronizing. So, oh, she just, what?
Just finger guns?
Yeah,
pew,
yeah,
pew.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's great.
It's a great idea.
I mean, you'll, yeah, I mean, you'll power player right there. You'll be the most
Emmy nomination. You'll be the best Emmy nomination. Finger guns.
Best finger. Best stunt work. Finger guns.
Pew.
Funny about PlayStation. PlayStation, it's on the PlayStation Network, but the PlayStation was originally supposed to be Nintendo. I don't know if you know this, but the console's origins date back to 1988, where it was originally supposed to be a joint project between Nintendo and Sony. Sony was developing a CD-ROM system to attach to Nintendo's Super Famicom, also known as the Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo,
so
yeah.
Much like Sega had Sega CD coming
Genesis,
in with,
yeah.
with their Genesis, Nintendo was developing with Sony a CD-ROM version to attach to the Super Famicom. And then Sony announced it or whatever, that they were partnering with Nintendo, and Nintendo's like, oh, no, we're not doing anything with Sony. And then they ended up wanting to go with like Panasonic or whatever. And then they burned their bridges with Sony, and Sony's just like, fuck you guys. We're going to make our own system now. Hmm. And the original PlayStation was released in 1994, and the original PlayStation over 9 years became the first video game console to ship 100 million units.
Whoa.
And the PlayStation 2, talk about the ultimate fuck you to Nintendo. The PlayStation 2 is the best-selling home console to date, having reached over the Sony PlayStation 2 has sold over 155 million units.
Wow.
Yeah, four of which I bought on opening night and sold them to the people at the end of the line.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm not. I used to be a gamer. The last system I bought for myself was the Nintendo 64, but I've bought all the other. I haven't bought the 4 or anything like that because now they make enough of them. But I remember there was a while when they were like hard to come by, like the Wii and the Xboxes and the PlayStation 2s. And the PlayStation 2, I remember vividly being so hard to acquire. I bought four of them. I had a friend who worked at Target, and I found a way to buy four of them.
Sweet.
And I ended up like selling them for like three times the price.
Nice.
Look yeah. at that.
Little yeah. businessman. Look at
that. And then I like would just go to my friends to play theirs.
So what are they on now? PS4?
PS4.
PS4, yeah.
The PS4 and the network's on the PS4, but I think you can also, the PlayStation Network is also on like the PS3 and all that, right?
Yeah, no,
it's
it is.
It's all backwards compatible.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, you may not know the answer to this. Is it exclusively to play, like, I can't watch the show if I don't have a PlayStation.
You can go online and watch and go to PlayStationStore.com.
Oh.
And watch it that way.
Oh, perfect.
And the first episode of both seasons are free on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
So you do have to pay, like, buy a subscription.
Right.
If you do it online. And then most people who have PlayStations, if you're gaming online, you have to have a subscription anyway. So most have PlayStation Plus subscription, so it's free. You get to, you know, you can already watch the show.
Okay. Oh, up until May, you could have watched the entire first season on Crackle.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
No longer. But it's after
not on
May.
Crackle anymore?
It's after May. So May 3rd, according to Wikipedia here, it says the entire first season was available on Crackle until May 3rd.
Oh,
because Crackle's also I think
Sony.
Sony
yeah, mm. yeah. That was super cool when it was on Crackle because Crackle's free. You mm-hmm. just watch you watch commercials, long mm-hmm. commercials. But mm-hmm. at least you can watch mm-hmm. it for free. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll put it back up when season 2's out.
Probably because it's a great way to, recoup. I mean, that's so many ad dollars.
More viewers, too.
Not only is it more viewers, but you get more viewers for season 3, but the ad dollars that you're going to be getting off of the Crackle commercials. Yeah.
You're all about the money.
It's all, I mean.
That's right.
I mean, I am, but I'm not. I'm thinking business-wise. Yeah. It's like, why make this awesome product that is only available, you know, for these pay subscriptions when once they watch it, you can go ahead and make even more money off of it.
Right.
It's all reasonable. I mean.
Right.
I'm just trying to, you know, you get those ad dollars to make a season 3.
Hey,
I'm not about the money. I'm about a season 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually just started using PlayStation View. It's like PlayStation's alternate to cable.
Okay.
Because I like got rid of my cable box a long time ago. And when we were at the premiere, I met the vice president of View, and he's like, yeah, you can watch cable through PlayStation View. It's VUE. And it's awesome. Like, all you use is your internet subscription, you know, just your whatever internet you have. And I'm watching live TV. And then it is smart. So it starts, you tell it your favorite shows and your favorite movies and your channels, and it starts to accumulate, like, things that it recommends for you to watch. So, you know, turn on the TV and you're not a big TV person. You're like, I want to watch something, but I don't feel like flipping through the channels. It, like, kind of like Netflix, it'll recommend what you should watch right now.
Wow.
Really?
Based on what you've been liking.
Wow.
And since you don't have, you're not paying for cable. You just pay for the PlayStation View,
mm-hmm.
and you can still watch the things through there.
Mm-hmm. You can watch like all like you know ABC, Fox, Showtime,
that's
HGTV.
Awesome. So
for
it's
me.
like Apple TV, almost on the PlayStation View.
Mm-hmm. And but it's nice because it's like all my stuff is there. I have my games, I have my cable, I have my Spotify, I have my Netflix, my Hulu, my Amazon. It's all in one console instead of having like a Roku, an Apple TV, right. this, that. It's just all on one thing.
That's cool.
That's great. What's your, you mentioned HGTV. What's your, what do you watch on HGTV?
Fixer Upper, Joanne and Chip. They're so good.
What, Join and Chip?
Joanne Gaines. Yeah, they're so good. They're the cutest couple, and then they just their show is great. I don't know.
They're in Texas, right? They're in Waco.
Yeah, they're in Texas. Yeah, Waco.
Yeah, I went to school. It's crazy. Like, they've built a miniature empire.
What do they do?
They're just these two personalities. It's like, she's a designer, and he's like a
I don't know what Chip is.
Yeah, they basically just flip houses.
And they have a family.
And they've introduced their family to the series, and they've just become like these charming, like, they have an online store, and it's just it's insane.
She calls him her fixer upper, so he's super goofy and like he'll run into a wall just to see if he can break it, and she lets him. And she's super athletic, so she does like backflips on the trampoline. They're just really fun to watch.
It's like a reality show with these fixer upper people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not even really reality because it's not. There's no drama. It's just. They're just fun to watch. Yeah. And their houses, I mean, their flips always look really good.
Yeah. Speaking of flips and backflips, do you have to, like, in between seasons or even in between episodes, like, if you have a big stunt coming up, do you have to do, like, rigorous training? I'm assuming, like, you're good at training because when you got hit the floor, you weren't really a professional dancer. But it was but you're like, they ask you in the room, hey, can you dance? Yeah, I can dance. All right, cool, we'll give you the part. Make sure you're ready whenever we shoot whatever episode 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, I have to do what? So I'm sure you like taught yourself or you got training to like obviously be a professional dancer. Is it the same type of scheduling, or is there like a certain type stunt maneuver that you have to work on during the week or during the month?
Well, hit the floor is a lot harder because you don't become a dancer overnight.
Well,
like you don't become flexible. You don't learn how to spot and turn and jump. So that took me 8 months.
Oh,
so
wow.
I went and for me,
is that like a weekly thing, like a daily thing?
I would go every day.
Wow.
I would go at least once a day. I'd go to the Edge Performing Arts Center. It's in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And even though on Hit the Floor we do a lot of like sexy like twerking and dancing and jazz whatever, I just did ballet because that's the foundation of
dance.
So I did a lot of ballet, so I felt really that core work and all that training for dance honestly really really helped me for powers. But we do, so if I just had a fight sequence with the character Martinez in episode 5 and there's we did a lot of like
who won
I mean,
she didn't win.
Who really wins?
What were his powers? Like,
he doesn't have any. That was my whole thing. I'm like, exactly.
How'd you lose against a gimp. No power guy?
He's a gimp. He has like he has fake legs. He has like titanium legs. They're really cool. I think that's the best CGI in the whole show is his legs and his arm. Cause he'd wear, so on set, he has legs. And so he has like a green like stockings. I always make fun of him. He's like green stockings and then a green sleeve.
So he's like a robot. Or does he have normal stuff? Or
normal.
He's got a robot arm?
They're just titanium.
Just titanium? And your light doesn't affect titanium?
I don't know. He like jumps and stuff. He can like
springs
and he can kick and
God. Okay, so light doesn't work against jumps.
I think he had
jumps.
Some cheap shots in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt him because he's a boy.
Okay, so but training that, like, what? How long in the 10-day schedule? How much of that, like, are you? Obviously, the stunt people figure out their fights, and then they teach them to you, right?
Yeah, it's so cool. I have like they'll send us a video. They'll practice the whole thing with the stunt team, and then they'll send video to the producers, and then they show us, and then we show up for a couple hours on these big blue mats, and we do warm ups, and then we train. Like, so I'll be training with my stunt double, and then I'll be training with his stunt double, and then we switch, and then I train with him, and then they film it in segments, and then we go over to the rigging, because sometimes, you know, if he kicks me and I'm supposed to fly back, that's got to be me on wire work, or if I'm supposed to flip up over him, that's wire work. And so that stuff is hard. So imagine I'm standing flat on the ground, there's a wire on my harness and my waist, and wires, and they pull the wire, and I'm supposed to flip like a cartwheel over him. It's not like the wire does it for you. You literally have to flip and then land back, like looking like you're doing something.
Yeah, right.
It's really hard, and so there's a lot of video of me not making it. I'm just kind of like hanging sideways and upside down, like help.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool, though.
Yeah,
that stuff fascinates me. Like, because it's kind of like wrestling. Wrestling fascinates me too. Because wrestling's all choreographed and fake as well. And a lot of
easy razzle.
But like, you see these wrestlers lifting up these, you know, these 300-pound muscle guys and doing flips. And a lot of that is also, it's more or less the other person doing that actual action. So they're the ones jumping and doing the flip while the other person is just kind of like the wire work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's definitely like that's so fun to me, and it's so fascinating to me, because you're just having the assist of the anti-gravity. Like, you still need to learn and practice how to land and how to actually do these stunts.
Or like how to take a hit, like look like you're taking a hit. So there was one, literally that move. So I flip over Martinez, and I've gotten around him, and then he kicks me in the gut and I go flying. So then there's a different wire that pulls me backwards.
All in the same.
So we do it two different takes. Because I'm on one wire to flip over him, and then they have to switch me on a different wire, and then he kicks me and I fly back. But one of the cool things I learned, so when you're doing fight scenes, if you ever see like someone punch or someone slap, a lot of times what they'll do is just stack the camera. So if I'm punching someone and then the camera is directly behind him or behind me, it looks like I'm hitting him, but I'm not, just because of how the camera is stacked. So that you avoid a lot of like having to use stunt people, and it looks real, and they just add the sound effects. If you watch a fight now, like I don't know, try to see if they're kind of lined up, and if they are, then they're not actually
right.
They never touch each other.
Basically, you see your fist coming towards their face, and then you see their fist like as it passed by their face. I mean, you can essentially be like 10 inches away from their face, but if the camera's right behind somebody's head, it looks like you just got hit because of the reaction and the sound.
I'm gonna forget everything you guys said and just pretend Tom Cruise actually is.
Tom Cruise takes a lot of punches.
I'm just going to say, in that Jack Reacher 2 trailer, Tom Cruise actually hit everybody.
He did. He did.
So
he
the
did.
Stunt trick, if you ever want, not, I mean, not that you should do this, but if you want to know how to look like you took the hit.
Yes, because I'm going to tell this to David, because as soon as we're done, Aristotle's going to film me punching David.
Absolutely.
So to look like you took the hit, you have to watch each other's noses, or that when the fist gets to your nose, that's kind of when you turn your head.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait till it's like you can't go too early, too late. It's when it passes your nose is when you, when you turn.
So are these sped up or are these in real time? Because that's like a fist coming at you is
it's real time.
That's like fast, like to really be doing that while figuring out how you're going to take it is tough.
Yeah,
so it's all real time. It's not slowed.
It's cool.
Oh, that's weird. Wild.
You do it a lot. You have to do it multiple times. It's like, you were kind of too. You were too late. You were too early. It didn't look real. Keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you got to keep your head straight until it passes your nose and then move.
That's it. There you go.
I feel like you're moving too early.
I'm gonna try you. Ready? That's good.
Is that?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, well. She just punched me. Now I got a bloody nose. Did you hear that?
Are you okay, buddy?
Oh, man. I just got...
Jeez,
hey,
really took that punch.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, she has a fake arm and fake legs. And I just can shoot these amazing light bolts out of my hands.
Right.
And it's
right.
There's no...
Unfair.
Right.
I got a question. What is DC... You have a shirt that says DCOMs. I heart DCOMs. What is that?
Any guesses?
Oh, hold on. DCOM. The S is lowercase.
It stands for something.
It's an acronym.
DCOM stands for something. Think childhood.
Childhood.
Think network.
Okay. Hold on.
Network?
Childhood. So I got to think your childhood or think my childhood?
My childhood. Everyone's childhood. Think the M. My childhood.
Reading Rainbow.
M stands for movies.
Movies. Okay.
DC
Disney
Comics?
Channel. Disney Channel original movies.
Oh.
So last night they have their 100th Disney Channel original movie. Okay. It's called Adventures in Babysitting. It was really good.
Say
that again with the question mark, like it's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, oh, I think I've heard of something like that maybe 25 years ago.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
What, like Babysitter's
Club? Oh no, Adventures in Babysitting.
Elizabeth Shue.
Like that's a remake of. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty sure. I think
that's why it did sound familiar.
It's either a remake or it's a sequel or spinoff.
It might be a kind of a remake of it because it felt familiar where they go. It is a remake.
Was there a mechanic dressed up as Thor?
No.
Well, then I'm not going to watch it. Mike D'Onofrio. What's that guy's name? Vincent D'Onofrio.
Vincent,
whatever.
And Elizabeth Shue was the babysitter.
Yeah, she was the babysitter.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Elizabeth Shue, before your time as well, Karate Kid. She was the love interest. She's everywhere. Wait, so this is a remake? This is a Disney
show? I think so. So you watched it.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, and we'll tell you if it's a remake.
So two young, like, high school age girls, they meet up at a photo internship, and their phones swap. So their phones swap,
We didn't have cell phones in our movie.
Exactly. No. So one is a babysitter. Jenny is a babysitter, and she's the best babysitter. She's super responsible. Their phone swap. The other one needs money, so she takes this phone call and ends up babysitting for this other family. Like, things go wrong. They have to work together. So it's two different families of two different kids, two different households of kids, and then the two girls, and they have to go find the missing son, and then they have the car gets towed, and then it's just a lot.
It says here
the car getting towed is the same.
Car getting towed, was it a station wagon?
It was a very nice car. There were people chasing. There were two guys chasing them because they went to a pawn shop looking for the son.
Okay,
and that the two guys were doing illegal stuff in the pawn shop, and the girl got it on her camera.
Yeah,
they were doing photo internship.
Okay, so that happened.
So now guys are chasing them the whole film.
Yeah, it's kind of happened. Yeah, it's according to Wikipedia, it is a remake of the 1987 film of the same name.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The movie will premiere on Disney Channel June 24th.
There it is.
So tonight, there we go.
Tonight.
So it's a remake. But in the original one, in Our Adventures of Babysitting, it took place in Chicago.
Yes, it did.
And they scaled the famous slanted glass building while a party was going on. And
the parents are in the party.
Yeah. So did that happen
I remember
too?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember that one. Yeah. That's why it sounded
way
so
before
familiar.
Your time.
But I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
But they weren't like competing babysitters or anything like that.
It was like one babysitter, right?
It was one babysitter who had to look after all the kids. Mm-hmm. There were, three kids?
Like a million kids.
And one of the kids had a crush on her, and then he got
his
friend involved.
Same in the remake.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see this.
I'm seeing if the posters, any some...
Are you in some Disney Channel movies?
Not any DCOMs. I did Disney XD, which is kind of like... I don't want to say Disney for boys because that's sexist, but like it's just adventurous Disney, a lot of like action and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I did a show called Pair of Kings on Disney, and we got to do a lot of stunt work and stuff. Oh, there were always like animals and stuff on set.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I played a tarantula person.
Okay. What does that mean?
Mike, I don't know.
I just walk like this.
I was a regular. My name was Rebecca Dawson, Awesome Dawson. I was like one of the love interests, and then eventually... Like later in the seasons, you find out that I'm actually one of the a tarantula person, and I'm a badass, and I can like help them fight and help whatever.
That's fun.
I'm reading, I pulled up the Disney Channel original movies here, and I'm the Disney Channel original movies officially started in 1997, which is Brink. Okay, there we go.
Brink
was one. I know of that one. All right, I'm totally. I'm gonna lose all my followers here
David's
on Twitter.
Like I don't know. Nod.
Sounds fun.
Can of Worms. I don't know about that. Smart House. I feel like I remember.
Smart House was actually really good and creepy.
Johnny Tsunami. I remember that movie.
Xenon Girl, the 21st Century.
I don't know that one.
I think the first one.
Cheetah Girls. High School Musical.
High School Beach Party. Yeah.
High School Musical. Okay.
That was the first one I remember.
Yeah, and that.
Well, solely because I didn't have Disney Channel. I grew up without cable, so I was in a different world.
Yeah. Same
different
here.
Different Strokes. You're thinking Different Strokes.
No, Different Another World was Different World was the Cosby Show spinoff, right?
Maybe so.
Was that?
I don't know.
But there's the Disney Channel premiere films, which was back in my day. there was, let's see here, The Parent Trap.
Oh. The Lindsay Lohan one?
Parent Trap 2. No, the Parent Trap 2.
What makes them Disney Channel premiere?
Premiere films were from 1983 to 1997.
So does that mean that they are just not original to Disney, or they are? Was it just a different name?
I'm assuming it's just a different name because
I think it's probably the first time it aired on TV.
Maybe Disney Channel premiere films. Well, I also feel like that was back when prior to 1997. I think Disney Channel was the pay service. And then I think in 1997 it became the free network lumped into all of the other cables. Mm-hmm. So it goes from 1983 to 1997. Was the premiere films, and then all of a sudden, 1997 on, is original films. So I'm assuming it was just the name.
Hmm.
Premiere movies.
Yeah, it's Disney. In its early years, they became so many television films have been produced for the United States Cable Network Disney Channel since the service's inception in 1983. In its early years, they were referred to as Disney Channel premiere films and later premieres. From late 97 onwards, such productions have been branded under the original channel original movies banner.
Okay.
It doesn't say why, though, unless it was those movies, they were premiere films, but they were produced outside of maybe Disney.
Right, right.
Sure.
Then once Disney's, maybe the original films were Disney, much like Marvel, they're
in-house.
Producing their in-house,
gotcha.
In-house films.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let's see here. Look and see if there's any other. No, no other. Heidi, 1993. I remember that. Airborne? Get out of town. Airborne was a Disney Channel film? Was a Disney Channel premiere film? I thought that was on.
All of the I don't know.
Well, my buddy
David.
Seth, yeah. my buddy Seth Green was an Airborne, and I was giving him shit about it the other day because mm-hmm. I remember that. But I thought that was released, but apparently it was a Disney Channel. It was released. So that's interesting. It was released to into theaters. Airborne was in theaters, so maybe the premiere films, maybe some of the Disney Channel premiere films weren't necessarily just Disney Channel premiere films.
Are they Disney Channel premiere films or Disney? They're Disney
Channel.
Says
Disney Channel premiere films. Interesting. I don't know. If any listeners know the actual Escape to Witch Mountain was remade for a premiere film. There we go. So what's your favorite Disney? You love DCOMs.
I really liked Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. It was just really different. The wardrobe was really cool. They made up a lot of lingo, like Cetus Lapidus. Like, what is that? They just made it up. And I mean, it was very Hunger Games-like. It was really early, and it was very Hunger Games-like, you know, what it would be like to live in a spaceship. And, you know, you're under all these rules and you're still trying to be this young person. I don't know. It was really ahead of its time. And Smart House was really creepy.
Smart House. I feel like I remember that.
Now I feel like now our smart houses can be smart houses.
Yeah.
And that's what the movie was like.
It was like the house took over.
She shut down everything. You are my prisoners. And
oh, geez. That was kind of scary. You're just doing that. Wow.
Like, she shuts all the windows. Wow. And, yeah, it was creepy.
When you say she, the house?
She's, yes.
Oh,
she had a face and a personality, and she loved them. Like, she, I think, like, the mom had died. You know how in all the Disney movies, it's always, like, single parent.
Sure.
And so,
yeah, like, what is that? Like, every Disney movie, it's always, like.
They're empowering us.
Especially, like, the classic cartoon movies. It's like, where's the mom at?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all these dads, these single dads.
Yeah,
and it's
it's in every, all Disney Channel.
That's why the kids are so rambunctious, because it's just the dad around with the mom saying, hey, listen, you're going to die from that.
That's why you need a smart house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Smart House was a 1999 film. I think the voice of it was Katie Sagal.
Mm-hmm. In her face, too. It, like, showed her face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's creepy.
Wow. Huh.
He counts.
Smart House, DCOMs, man, that's where it's at. Did you have that shirt made?
No, we went to the premiere of the 100th one last night, and they gave us a DVD copy of the film, these shirts that I just cut it this morning. And then a poster of like a couple of the films.
Okay.
Nice.
And that branding, just DCOMs, they came up with their own acronym.
And it was someone in-house that they acknowledged him who came up with DCOM, you know, to shorten it up.
Yeah. Somebody got paid to come up with an acronym.
You think so? I think it was just accidental, probably. But yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
I don't know. Hey, we should have shirts.
Disney Channel original movies.
And the S is like the pluralized.
Sure. Yeah. All of them.
You don't really need a. You don't need an S.
DCOM.
You really could just have I love DCOM.
That's right.
Because movies is a singular word.
But that looks. It looks weird.
I don't know.
Logan. Hey. We're approaching the end of the episode here. Where can everybody? Oh, this is your show. It's your show.
Jeez.
It's your show. Say whatever you want. Plug whatever you want. What do you? Powers is out now on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
What do you got after that? What are you excited about? Yeah, you drop some. We got. Come on, drop some exclusives. Her publicist is like, "Don't say it." But
we're not going to release this for a while. This episode is down the road.
This episode comes out in 8 months.
Yeah, way down the road. So they're not going to know.
Well, I will. Can we?
Let's play 20 questions. No, give me 20 questions.
No,
is it a movie?
No, we're not playing.
Is it a movie?
Game.
You can say you're.
You look, you look at her.
Game.
You look at her. I'll look at him.
We're not playing this game.
You can say you're in talks.
There is no game here.
You can say you're in talks.
You can say you're in talks. No, about excited, being no, excited.
No. I always get those.
Don't you guys want me to work? You're gonna get me fired
Is The Rock involved?
Yes, The Rock is involved.
I don't care. That's all I need. I fucking love The Rock so much.
Great.
Is this a serious thing? The Rock is maybe involved. I mean, look. Here's the deal. No. Well, that just upsets me because I love The Rock.
Yeah.
Plus, here's the deal. You could say The Rock is involved, and that gives nothing away because he's got like 19,000 things. He's working on like 15 things over the next year.
Right. Right. Right.
That's so funny. The Rock's not involved. So anything that The Rock is in.
Well, anything else just doesn't matter, so you might as well tell us. Yeah. I mean, if The Rock's not involved,
Oh, damn. This
is Tom Cruise involved?
Is Tom Cruise
involved?
No.
No?
Wait a second.
I'm too
there
tall.
There was a pause.
Burn. I take that to heart. Tom Cruise is my boy. Fair enough. We'll just have to keep an eye on the trades, everybody, for what she's doing next.
Stuff coming up.
In like a week, you'll find out.
Good.
Cool.
Good.
Where can people find you on the internet?
I mean, that's a very open-ended question.
Twitter?
Twitter and Instagram.
What's your
Twitter? At Logan Larice. It's spelled like Maurice with an L, which I say to people and then they never know how to spell it. But yeah, Logan
There's
Larice.
There's a U in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. L-A-U-R-I-C-E. Like Maurice. M-A-U-R-I-C-E. Right. It never goes over when I say that, though.
Right.
I should stop saying
Maurice. No, that would be terrible as well.
Sauna.
Logan Larice on Twitter and Instagram?
Yep.
Okay. Facebook? You do
Snapchat.
That? Snapchat. Good.
No, just Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay.
That's
fair enough. Do all those. Follow her on all those things. Watch Powers on the Sony PlayStation Network.
What episode is it on right now? What episode's airing right now?
Episode 6 just came out on Tuesday.
Okay.
So next Tuesday it'll be 7.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Good.
Everybody do that.
Or you can get it on View.
You can get it on the View.
Right.
Can you watch it on PlayStation View?
No, that's live cable. So you can only watch it on if you have a PlayStation.
Yeah, watch on PlayStation.
Up. Yeah, PlayStation Store.
Do that. David, where can everybody find
you? Yeah, I'm on Twitter, at David Sullivan, and Instagram, David Sullivan as well.
That's awesome.
I'm out there. And Snapchat, I guess. I'm trying. David Sullivan 9.
You know what? Talk some more. I'm going to do a Snapchat right now.
I'm trying to understand the best way to do the Snapchat thing.
Snap.
Yeah, she's probably amazing at it. The face
Not
swap.
Really.
I still haven't gotten to the option to where I could face swap. Or put whatever that is, because I don't even know where that is. You have to scroll right or left or up or down. I just know the purple little button at the bottom, the yellow button, and I don't really know anything else. So Snapchat for me is not – I'm not very good on that. But still, I would love for you guys to follow me, us, everyone on Snapchat, DavidSullivan9.
I am on Snapchat. My name is Razzle. Instagram, my name is Razzle. Twitter, my name is Razzle, and the number 2. Do all that. You can like us on Facebook, Today We Learned with Razzle and Dan. You can follow us on Twitter, TWL Podcast. Shoot us an email, todaywelearnpodcast@gmail.com. I think that's it. Look, nobody sends us emails, so nobody uses Gmail. It's all tweeting and all of that. So do all of that, and continue to listen to the show and continue to give us likes and all of that. Watch Powers, watch Flaked, watch everything David's in and all that type of stuff. Everybody's having a good time. Great oldies. And as always, Atlantica, Pacifica.
Terminus.
Terminus
and Thrasherville. Thanks,
you.
Everybody. Thanks, Logan,
Thank
so much.
You.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.